All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio, and let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against a backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading. Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your Spot Me limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank, N.A. or Stride Bank, N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Blacker Bravado Podcast,
a motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, boo-boos.
How's it going?
It's going well. You know. Yes. How was your week?
Ever since we started recording on Fridays, it seems like the week goes by quicker because we'd be right back here recording and it feels like we just recorded. But my week has been good. It's been busy.
Good. I feel like the week went by slow.
Really?
Yes. Last night, I was enjoying my home and I looked up. I said, damn, it's really only Thursday? I just knew it was Saturday. It was going to be Saturday. Mm-mm. I'm like, why do I got to go to work tomorrow?
Yeah.
So, whatever. The day is behind us, baby. The week is behind us.
The week is behind us.
And now we're only moving forward.
We're only moving forward. So,
do you have plans for the weekend?
4th of July weekend? No. No.
No.
Going on a hike tomorrow. No 4th of July festivities. Mm-hmm. We celebrated on Juneteenth.
Don't give a fuck.
4th of July, I never really...
We just use that as an excuse to fucking blow up fireworks, cook out. You know, it don't really be about Independence
Right, and
Day.
Usually... No, never. But usually never. My 4th of July consists of eating barbecue at somebody's house. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I never really be going to the day parties and stuff during the 4th of July weekend. I can't recall if I've done
either.
That before.
I usually like to keep it a little low key.
Yeah, 4th of July, I don't really be pressed.
And I know there is a lot of drunk accidents and shit happening, but I don't know if I'd be more afraid because my grandma, you know how old people be like, get in the house.
Oh my God.
You know they drive, right? So I'd be staying close to home.
Yeah, so really no plans.
After it gets to a certain time in the evening, and it's like, let me go ahead and get home.
Right.
Get in the house.
A couple of 4th of July's, there used to be this like big little backyard boogie or side of the house boogie because it wasn't even in a backyard in Inglewood.
Oh, and like near Carlton Square?
Probably.
I feel like we've been to that before.
Oh, okay.
We went to like, oh shit, that cord was scaring me. We went to like a pool. We was at the pool.
Oh, no, no. That was something else. That was something else. Never actually, mind. It wasn't near Carlton Square because I know where Carlton Square is. That's near the forum.
Yeah.
No, it's not over there.
So near mine.
Yeah.
Wasn't there.
But yeah, so that's this week. Weekend should be cool. I'm happy that it's extended.
The extendo clip, not for me. Today I said, my God, I'll be happy when I either am not coming here or just not coming here. And sometimes I wish I worked a job that recognized like the holiday.
Yeah, once you're in that hospital setting,
nothing matters.
Ain't no holiday.
No, I said, damn, people were off on Friday. People gonna be off on Monday. Can we get an acknowledgement of a day? Can we get an acknowledgement? I said, damn.
Are they giving you time and a half? No, they don't give a fuck. Huh?
If you work on the day, you get the time and a half.
If you work on the day, okay.
Yeah, but I won't be.
Right.
But I wish I was off on Monday.
I feel you.
So.
My feet will for sure be kicked up.
Lucky you. Enjoy it.
I will. For the both of us.
Yeah, for me too.
So, yeah, that's the week. What we need you all to do, ladies and gents, is pause this and take 2 seconds to leave a rating and a review. They're important. They're never going to not be important. They help the show do what it needs to do. That means get in the ears of other people. Mm-hmm. That means go up on the charts. That means expand our reach. That means doing what needs to be done. So if you haven't taken the time to do that yet, what the fuck are you doing?
Do you even love us?
Nah, they cap.
You can't.
They're capping and we're calling them out.
Period.
So let's read our review of the week. This one comes from S. Postel. She says, I love this podcast. You ladies really stood out to me. I'm all about black, any and everything. So I've listened to multiple podcasts. But honey, you ladies got my full attention after one episode. All of your topics are so relatable and funny. I've even taken out a notebook and pen on some episodes because I've learned a few things as well. LOL, please keep up the good work and I always look forward to tuning in. Thank you both for being authentically you. Much love and success.
I'm here for the much love and success. Heavy on the success.
Heavy on it.
Thank you so much for your well wishes. Heavy on that. And for your review.
Thank you.
It's greatly appreciated.
We really appreciate it.
I also need y'all to get over on Patreon. Get over there on Patreon. Sign up and stay. Okay, the key word here is stay.
Yeah,
get your asses over there and sign up. Patreon is our exclusive membership community. Mm-hmm. We have bonus episode. The affirmations just went up, so tap in over there. We gave some really personal affirmations, things that we're working on this month. We have playlists, which will be up this week. Mm-hmm. We have so many little goodies.
We're
so
doing an episode, our bravado bonus episode on intuition versus insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
Tapping into that.
So tap in over there.
Yes.
Who are our patrons this week?
We have Nicole.
Hey, Nicole.
Skylar. And Daphne.
Hey, Daphne. Thank y'all so much for joining us over there. We really appreciate you.
Yes. And this is the perfect time to join Patreon because we have our statement collection, which is our new merch drop, happening on Friday the 9th. And we always give a discount code to our patrons and early access to shop the site.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were you, I would become a patron today.
Not yesterday, today.
Today.
Do it now.
Yes.
Yeah, we're super excited about the collection dropping. We hope y'all, honestly, I'm not even going to say we hope. We know y'all going to love it.
We know you're going to enjoy it. It's intentional per the use.
Mm-hmm.
It's cute.
It's giving what needs to be gave.
It's giving summer. It's giving brunch. It's giving beach. It's giving girlfriends. It's giving day party. It's giving
day party.
Store. Flip it. Tumble it.
Tie it up.
Yeah.
Put a heel on with it. Yes. It's basically whatever you need it to be.
Yes.
Tap in. We're super excited. We know y'all will be as well.
Yes. So, new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
So, this is the portion of our show where we dish tea on things happening in pop culture out in the streets, and what's happening?
So this week, a few things happened. Mm-hmm. We have our sweet boo-boo, Sha'Carri.
Yeah.
You already know, she qualified for the Olympics in Tokyo real fast on a track with it. Mm-hmm. But she tested positive for marijuana.
Having a little bit of that Mary Jane.
And now she's been suspended for 30 days because of it, meaning that she won't be able to go to Tokyo and compete.
No, she won't.
Which is disheartening and sad because she deserves to be there. Mm-hmm. So she also released a statement saying that, you know, her mom just died a week before she was supposed to, you know, run.
Mm-hmm. The qualifying races.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And this was her way of coping, mm-hmm. which really we don't need an explanation. We really don't need an explanation. I know she wanted to give one, but bitch, please. You know, it's like, come on. Why are we explaining the use of marijuana like everybody doesn't smoke? Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on. That's not impacting her
performance.
And they need to do away with testing of marijuana because it's damn near, it's legal. They're monopolizing the usage of marijuana, but then criminalizing people who use it. Like, do you want to make money or don't you?
That's what I'm saying.
Is it okay or ain't it?
I think that the rule definitely needs to be modified. I don't be that tapped into sports or the Olympics, to be quite honest. So I don't be knowing what the fuck the vibe is. I didn't know that athletes couldn't. I knew they got drug tested, but I didn't know they got drug tested for marijuana. Mm-hmm. Listen, marijuana has become so
recreational.
Recreational that who gives a fuck? You put some, take a had gummies. We're doing brownies, taking a puff here, taking a puff there, and going on about our days. I think that that rule is antiquated, and it for sure needs to be eliminated.
I think it needs to be taken off any drug screen. If it's legal in your state, then it needs to come off. California should not have marijuana THC on drug tests. That's dumb. Nigga, put wine on there. You know? Like, that's the equivalent to me.
Yeah, I think they just that. Well, it's because weed isn't legal everywhere.
I know, but I'm saying
that it's an issue. Specifically. But legalize it everywhere. I mean, what? Just legalize
it. So the community, Black Twitter, has been up in fucking arms. All the memes are like, I'm showing up. You've been seeing the memes?
I've been seeing them.
They're like showing up to defend Sha'Carri.
Some people on Black Twitter are saying that Sha'Carri knew the rules. And she decided to break them because it wasn't unknown to her. Although it's unknown to some of us, it wasn't unknown to her. She knew that she shouldn't have been smoking weed. She knew she was going to be tested. She still partook. And it was basically self-sabotage. And she needs to be held accountable for that behavior.
And that's the ruthless version. I mean, I get it. I'm not saying that she wasn't aware because this is a thing. Y'all already know. If you smoke weed and you know, oh, I need to look for a job, you stop smoking for a month. Right. You know, it's like, let me get clean because I'm dirty.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to the job knowing you dirty and they're going to test you. And then you're like, damn, I didn't get the job because I was dirty.
Girl, so, I had one of them feelings almost.
Yeah.
Incidents. I was like, and I just fucked my life up smoking weed. I'm not going to get the job. I want this job.
Yeah. It's like now that I can understand. But the thing that makes me say, I don't feel like the holding the accountability thing shouldn't be held like over her head because Michael Phelps, mm-hmm. right? That is in situation. And I just think that if this was a white woman, we would find a way to not criminalize her, not demonize her, not take her opportunity away. It would be like compassion would be provided, you mm-hmm. know, and empathy would be, you know, given to her. So it really comes down to race.
My thing, I definitely think that there's room for grace. That there's room for grace in every, almost every situation, where both things can be true. Accountability.
Ain't no grace
and
for Bill
grace.
Cosby.
Fuck, that's why Fuck I said Bill. Not all. Fuck Bill. Oh yeah, that's some more tea.
Bill got his old ass out. I said, now what the fuck kind of powers are being?
Because, and the thing is, people are like, yeah, see.
No, they didn't say that it was wrong. They said not a fair trial.
Exactly.
They didn't say that the
nigga
was not guilty.
There were some T's that weren't crossed and I's that weren't dotted, which is how it was a loophole, which is why he was free. Not because his innocence was proven.
Exactly.
So let's not make it seem like he's our trophy or redemption for all of the innocent black men who have been put in jail for things that they haven't committed, you know, for crimes that they haven't committed.
Yeah.
Bill is guilty. He's admitted guilt. We know he's guilty. He's dirty. I don't give a fuck how old he is.
Let his old ass rot.
He was wrong. Yeah. And Felicia then damn near got herself canceled.
Nailed to the cross.
And I'm like, you know what, Felicia? Go on ahead and sit down, because is Bill caping for you?
This ain't your fight.
It's not your fight, queen.
This ain't it.
It's not your fight. And it's sad.
Yeah, yeah.
It's sad.
It's sad.
So I'm like, no, I'm not getting Bill's not getting an applause from me for being freed, because I believe he did it.
Yeah.
He did it.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, if it was you, great, you're out. You know, like, I'm sure Bill is happy he's out, whatever loophole.
Of course.
But fuck him. Fuck him and his sick old dick. Fuck him, okay? Anyway, what else is going on? Tab.
So...
Hold on real fast. Did you see people were calling themselves the Tabbage Patch?
Mm-mm.
Like Cabbage Patch?
Mm-mm.
They were like, you fucked with the Tabbage Patch.
Done.
That's
you
her
know
little
what?
Crew.
One thing we're going to do is create a name for ourselves.
Will. The Hive.
So Tab, she's in...
Influencer,
she's being referred
actress.
To as an influencer, but yeah. She's so many more things. She's an actress.
Woman of God.
Woman of God. A believer. That's what you put in your bio.
A saint.
She's a believer. Well, you put in your bio. Believer.
Believer, yeah.
She's a
follower of Christ.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A recipe.
Yeah.
Maven. She is a black queen who is out here doing what needs to be done. Got it out the mud.
Yeah.
And I love following her. She's one of my faves to follow. She's just like your auntie, like a good, warm auntie. Mm-hmm. Just
giving you joy.
Giving you joy, smiles, and words.
Yeah.
So Tab is good in my book, and she has a beautiful family, a fine ass husband, no disrespect, respectfully.
Yeah.
And
I thought Tab was much older when I realized. I'm like, Tab, you're only 42
or something.
She has
an old soul.
She has a very old soul.
She has an old soul.
I thought Tab was like 50. I mean, the thing is, well, black women look so good.
She looks so good.
It wasn't a matter of like she looks old, her energy,
her spirit.
Yeah.
Her
so,
spirit gives you been here wisdom.
Yeah,
grounded.
Exactly.
I can teach you a few things.
Exactly.
She taught Wendy Williams something. She read that sick bitch to filth
with grace.
With grace.
And with the Lord on her side.
Okay.
She brought the Bible to that fight.
So Tab,
Wendy brought a knife to a biblical fight. Okay.
And that's why you were struck down. You can't fight with one of his.
You can't fight with God's angels.
So,
okay.
Tab has done a beautiful job of documenting her journey. And she has lately, you can see where she's taken a turn, like a dramatic shift. And she has gotten her father a truck. He's never had a brand new car. And she mentioned wanting to retire her husband, who they've been together for 23 years. And he's been a police officer for 15 years, a job that he got to basically take care of the family so that Tab could fulfill her dreams of acting. Ultimately, she's done so many other things, but her ultimate dream was to be an actress, which is why she moved to LA. He came as well, and they were broke. They were struggling, trying to figure out how do we take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So he went into the police force. That is a stressful ass job, to be an employee and to be a spouse of someone who is in that field, like
mm-hmm.
bulletproof. It's sick.
Mm-hmm.
So she's finally reached a point in her career where she can retire her man. Miss Wendy Williams decided to comment on that, saying, yeah, it sounds all good and dandy until he's retired and he's looking at you.
Projecting her own relationship.
Because she was like, because I've done it. And I mean,
look
how
that ended.
Look how it ended. Listen, just because you didn't have discernment and you were in a fucked up situation,
yeah,
doesn't mean that that applies to everybody. Please believe, if I'm married, especially for 23 years, and my nigga was holding it down, and now I'm up and it's stuck, you are not reporting into work. Because if you made me report into work, I would be looking at you crazy.
Like, I really gotta go?
Why do I have to go to my white man gig? You got it, plus more.
It's
That's
the plus
disloyalty.
More. Yeah.
That's disloyalty.
It's dishonor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... she read Wendy down.
Yeah.
She was like, you know what? I hope that someone loves you.
Yeah, enough to sacrifice for you.
When you are not feeling good, when you are not at your best.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
she really gave her
own
church reading.
You know she ain't been loved like that.
You know what, though? When Wendy was on her rant and trying to get the audience to agree with her, they kind of weren't.
Yeah, they were clapping. The audience was clapping, and then she going to say,
no. No, she was like, She put her hand up like, actually, no, this isn't the point where you clap, because now I got to say what I'm going to say.
Right.
And she wants her audience to just go with what she wants, what she feels. And then at one point, it was dead silence, and she was going on us. It was awkward. It was like an awkward transition. And she's like, you know, because then, you know, and she was like, I mean, clap if you understand what I'm saying. It's like, bitch, we don't, though. We understand what you're saying, but we don't agree, which is why we're not clapping. And she's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying. We get it. We get it, but this isn't her story. This ain't Tab's story. And you're projecting what happened to you onto Tab. Mm-hmm. But Tab came back around and gave it to her like she needed to get it. I said, Tab, you are really a woman of God. Mm-hmm. You know, I would have been like, bitch, you don't know me and my motherfucking
husband. Right. Mind your goddamn business, because what we do over here has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, you know, we would have took it to the streets. We would have took it to the streets. But Tab approached her with some grace and some kindness and some love.
And some authenticity.
And she said, yeah, she didn't come out of her character.
She didn't let her get her off, knock her off her square, because I would come off like, I'm on Wendy. I'm getting all these messages to my motherfucking phone because you don't know how to act.
Bitch, we would have been on that live like, bitch, join me on the live so I can get you. You know, we love to invite a motherfucker on. Get on this live. Y'all request
call
Wendy
in.
Join. Come here and
in.
Come on my show, bitch.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm glad Tab handled her. And you know, all that did was get Tab a whole new group of followers. The exposure, she really flipped it.
Yeah, God don't play about his children.
He don't play about his daughters, okay? Right. So, Tab, keep doing what you doing. Right. Like, Tab won't hear this, but maybe she will.
Right.
Her and Chance, and I'm very glad that she can retire her hubby.
I'm glad, too.
Deserves that. He doesn't deserve to be on the fucking police force during these times.
Right. They're a beautiful couple. I really, you know, I don't know their ins and outs, but from what I can see, it's a beautiful couple.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just leave it at that.
That's it.
Quit hating.
So,
yeah. I think that's enough tea for the week.
I think
so,
too. I think so, too.
So, let's just move on to last week.
Last week's episode, y'all, we wrapped up our Hot Girl Summer series. Part 5 was all about flirting. We gave you our personal tips and tricks to flirt. We also chatted about the way we expect men to come at us. We got a little spicy and hot when we spilled a few of our sexiest hot girl summer moments and stories about us in the streets. Mm-hmm. And if you need some suggestions about flirting or you just want the tea, make sure you tap into last week's episode.
Yeah.
Okay. It was funny. That's what I will say. It was fun and funny.
Yeah.
So if you haven't listened already,
it's there for you.
It's there for you. It's a good light one.
So that series is over and we are gearing up to start our next series. But in the interim, we want to give you an episode that we were holding to ourselves and our patrons, our besties. Yeah. But this was some information that is just too good to hold on to and not spread to the masses, and also valid for the times that we're in right now. And we want to make sure everyone's equipped with the tools that they need, also to give you a sneak peek of what you've been missing, because we ain't doing it. This is not a frequent thing
this
that we'll be
doing.
This is
not happening again.
This is not a frequent thing that we'll be doing, so don't you for 1 second think, oh, in a couple months they're going to
No. It's not happening, so get it while you can.
Get it while you can.
This
so,
is it.
Last month,
yeah,
we chatted about post-traumatic growth, which...
honestly, you know what? You can just let them listen.
Okay, yeah.
We'll tell you what it's about. Get ready.
Just listen. That's what we're talking about. Yeah. All right? Here you are. BGB gang, we're having a hot girl summer, which means we're presenting our best selves in the streets and in the sheets.
And what better way to make that happen than by shopping with Savage X Fenty?
You know, I did my shopping and I found the cutest set. I feel super cute and confident in my Gingham Remix set. It's flirty, it's sexy, but still fun, just like me. I love the way my ass looks in the ruffle trim undies.
Y'all, it's the Mod Poppy lace bralette and crotchless. You heard that right, girls. Crotchless. High leg bikini for me. I didn't realize how sexy and comfortable crotchless panties could be, but these have definitely become a new favorite of mine. And my boo-boos.
Okay.
You know, a little spicy.
Through our Savage X Fenty journey, we've learned that wearing lingerie and cute undergarments is an act of self-care.
You can feel sexy and confident for your damn selves.
Savage X Fenty is all about inclusivity. They're out here making lingerie for the ponies and for the stallions.
If you have a body, it belongs in Savage X Fenty.
Yes, it does.
Right now, Savage X Fenty wants to give the BGB gang two bras for $29 plus 50% off everything else with your first VIP order. That's saving a lot of coins, homegirls.
So if you've been waiting on a sign to spruce up your lingerie collection or to throw out those tattered panties, here it is. Shop our favorite Savage X Fenty styles at www.savagex.com/bravada. Right now, get on your phone, get on your computer, and go to www.savagex.com/bravada.
I'm going to tell you guys again, because it's not a promo code, you need to go to www.savagex.com/bravado. B-R-A-V-A-D-O. See you on the other side.
Hey, hey, hey.
Sick.
Hey.
Brittany, open your eyes.
Hey, y'all. You guys are hearing from us three times in 1 week. Wow.
Wow.
Perks of being a patron and really the perks of being a bestie. Because y'all are the only ones hearing from us three times this week. What it do?
What's up? What's popping? Brand new whip just hopped. Actually,
brand new studio.
Exactly. Brand new studio.
Just hopped in. Period.
Excited. We're here. Y'all ain't going to hear me stop talking about this goddamn studio.
Right, because it's only getting better every day.
It's only getting motherfucking better. So we're excited. We're here with your Bravado bonus episode.
Yes.
We think it's going to be a goodie.
It's going to be a goodie for sure. It's
something you all can definitely benefit from. So
yes. Ooh, yes. The power of getting secret gems.
Yeah.
That what everybody else ain't getting. Today we are talking about post-traumatic growth.
Mm-hmm. Mm. PTG. Not to be confused with LSG.
Or TTG.
Who is TTG? Train to go?
Yeah.
You know, LSG. LaVert, Scott, and I mean, LaVert.
LaVert, Sweat.
Gil.
And then what was the other group that had Tyrese?
That was Tyrese.
Tank.
Genuine.
So that was TTG.
Oh, they were TTG.
TTG, yeah.
Yeah, they were.
They had a banger. They had some bangers. They had a few. I can't remember the names of them, but yeah.
They had a few.
So yeah, not to be confused with those, but for sure it's PTG. So what is post-traumatic growth?
Oh, or PYT. What is post-traumatic growth? Let's just get right to it.
Shit. Let's get to it. So
I feel like, sidebar, but it's been so long since we've done
An episode like this. And that's what makes it sweet. Because yeah, we've had so many guest episodes and this is just one of the original Dundadas.
Yeah, back in our bag. Yes. I like it. I like it here.
I do too.
Mm-hmm. So what's post-traumatic growth?
So
let's stop fucking around.
Post-traumatic growth. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story. But now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts. It's a theory that explains the kind of transformation following trauma. Mm-hmm. So this was developed by psychologist Richard Tedeschi and Lawrence Calhoun in the mid-1990s. This theory suggests that people who endure psychological struggle following adversity can often see positive growth afterwards. There will be sunshine.
Yeah.
My sunshine has come.
Hey.
And I'm all cried out. And there's no more rain in this cloud.
Every time we sing this song and we say, no more rain
in this cloud,
it's always the rain
Okay, it's perfect. Yeah, there's no more rain and it's cloud. You know, usually when we go through traumatic experiences, shit that rocks us to the core.
Right.
Rocks our boat, no Aaliyah.
Right.
We develop, what?
Because trauma follows that.
Yeah. We develop a new understanding of ourselves. You know what I mean? We also see the world differently.
Mm-hmm.
We relate to people differently. And we can see our future differently.
Yeah.
And how we're going to live our life. You know, when some shit comes and fucks you up, you be like, okay, assessment.
Trauma changes you.
Trauma changes things.
Trauma really.
And it doesn't have to be for the negative.
It doesn't have to be for the negative. Like, we're not negating that there are going to be negative feelings. All we're saying and all they're saying with PTG is that there can be some positive that comes from being broken open.
Come on.
There can
crack
be some,
like a glow stick.
Yeah,
as you
once you've been cracked like a glow stick, there can be some light that comes through those cracks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the midst of darkness that are transformational and life changing, and overall they can be positive.
Mm-hmm.
Which is sort of comforting, because although the degree of trauma varies, like some of us experience traumatic things that are deeper than others.
Mm-hmm.
But the shit happens. Like, it's inevitable. Trauma is inevitable.
Yeah.
And just, I find comfort in knowing that it's not the end of the world after we experience it, although if it may feel like it.
Yeah. I mean, with this new lens, with this new perception, you realize that it's not the end of the world. Because, you know, we'd be like, oh my God, the world's ending.
Which is a great tool to have in the toolkit.
Exactly.
And I think it helps with fear, because that's what makes me fearful. Mm. Thinking about the possibility of what can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that, okay, shit may happen, but you'll be okay, makes me just a little less fearful.
I like it.
Because I'm like, fuck, I don't want my world to be rocked.
Upside
What's
down.
What's going to happen?
Upside down, you turning me.
Yes.
That's how trauma be having us. Upside down, you turning me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So post-traumatic growth is sometimes considered synonymous with resilience, because becoming more resilient as a result of struggle with trauma can be an example of PTG. But PTG is different from resilience.
Mm-hmm.
And let us tell you why.
Yeah. So resiliency is a personal attribute. And this is our ability. This, like, in short, it's our ability to bounce back. Okay. You ain't seen bouncing back. Remember that song?
Yeah. Or in the words of Big Sean, last night took a nail. But
tonight I
bounced. Is it tonight?
I don't know.
Whenever.
We bounce back.
Last night took a nail, but tonight I bounced back.
Okay, that's what he says.
Yeah.
So resiliency is your ability to bounce back, while post-traumatic growth, on the other hand, refers to what can happen when someone has a difficulty bouncing back, but experiences a traumatic event that changes our core beliefs. We endure some psychological struggle and then ultimately finds a sense of personal growth. So motherfuckers who are resilient, they don't really be rocked.
Yeah, yeah.
They just,
it's a different type of experience.
Yeah, they just take the shit on the chin and keep pushing, you know? I always tell my mom, one thing that I admire about her is her resiliency and her tenacity.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like she's a very resilient person, like many
black women.
Black women, single black moms. I think that's one of the characteristics that we got on us, as in our DNA,
right,
in our bones. But
PTG, like, is different from that.
Exactly. PTG is different from that. You know what? I'd like to think that I am a strong person, but I can be fearful, you know, and I feel like an experience that kind of shifted me or had me look at myself differently was pledging. It was pledging.
The whisper.
Pledging.
Right. The illegal activity.
The illegal activity. The felony activity.
Oh, pledging. My God. Yeah.
It is a felony.
I know, bitch. I was
you
there.
You were there. You were right by my side. Linked up with me. So I think pledging was one of those experiences that was traumatic, y'all. If you're really pledging in the trenches with some motherfuckers, going through what you're going through, you know it's hard. It's hard and it's fucking hellish and it sucks a dick.
Yeah.
And you really learn about yourself. You learn how to connect with people in a different way. You learn to lean on people in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it really changes your perception of yourself, right? What you can endure. And reminds you that weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning.
Joy comes in the goddamn morning at the end of whenever.
Yeah, every time I have to do something hard, I think back to pleasure. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dog, if I could do what I did for the time that I did it,
right,
like running off little to no sleep, working a full 8-hour white man gig, 40-hour a week white man gig.
Retaining that history.
Retaining history.
The physical.
Like
peace.
The physical piece. I mean, if I was doing what I was doing and still I'm here standing, then I can do anything.
Yeah.
Every time shit is hard, I'm like, okay, nigga, I pledged a hard ass chapter at that. Like, I can do this.
Yeah.
I feel like that was one of those experiences for me where I really seen a shift in the way I connect with people, my sores.
Yeah, for sure.
My line sisters, you know, my sans. Yeah, I hate that. Sans.
Overall, do you consider yourself to be resilient?
I think so. I'm like, there's not too many things. I might be down, bitch, but I don't be like.
You don't stay down.
I don't stay down.
That's the thing. That's what resilience is. You can be knocked down because we all get knocked down, 10. But you don't stay down.
No, I don't stay down. I got a little Nipsey Hussle, whatever he had brewing in his blood. I got a little bit of that. You feel me? I got a little bit of that. Do you think you're a resilient person?
I think I'm resilient.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get knocked
resiliently
down.
Made.
Oh, you're so sick. You are so fucking sick. Yeah, I definitely, I stumble.
Yeah.
But I don't fall. Like, I definitely know that I can bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
It's just feeling the feels. And I think that works in our favor because someone who is already resilient when trauma occurs, you know, if we do face some trauma, which I'm sure we're going to face it.
We already have and we will. Yeah. It won't be the first, won't be the last. Wasn't the first, rather.
When trauma occurs for a person who's already resilient, it's likely that you won't experience post-traumatic growth because a resilient person isn't rocked to the core by an event and doesn't have to seek a new belief system. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So.
I feel like it can come in spurts. Like, I feel like definitely you can be resilient. I'm trying to think how I feel. I think that you can be a resilient person and there's an experience that happens that will open up.
That may shake you.
Because
it's something you haven't experienced before.
Exactly. Yeah. So you can get through it, but it definitely opens your mind to new possibilities. And that's the thing with post-traumatic growth. The person who experiences it, because everybody won't experience post-traumatic growth.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be open, right, to shifting your perception or your thoughts about life. And I think that's really one of the main characteristics in the ability to see things differently through a new lens. So I think in addition to being resilient, I'm very open to like exploring and thinking and seeing and connecting and understanding things differently than I once saw them.
Right.
And also taking from a situation what I can, the positive out of it, rather.
That's my general mindset. Mm-hmm. I'm normally solution oriented, so I'm always looking for the solution and the way to move forward,
right,
versus feeling like this completely fucked me up and now I'm fucked up forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't like being stuck like that. And I feel like an experience that would crack me open like that would be death, which I've never faced head on, like someone super close. That's my biggest fear. Y'all know that. You know that at least. I really feel like I fear that because I know that that's something that will be challenging my core beliefs, losing somebody like really close to
me. It's hard.
I would be like, whoa, that's something that you can't just immediately bounce back from.
When you say challenging your core beliefs, do you feel like you would think, would it question like your faith or?
I think that I'm sure that could be a possibility. It would all depend on how it went down, you know, because the way that somebody goes out definitely can change the core beliefs. Like,
and the way you grieve.
The way I grieve and the way I feel about it. Like, that's something that's questioned a lot. Like, why did this happen to me, God? When you lose somebody, especially if it's in a tragic way, and you're like, there couldn't be a God.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think about that when I think about slavery, and I'm like, now why did we have to endure all of that struggle?
Yeah.
we didn't get no reparation. Where was God in the midst of that?
Yeah.
And if I feel like if I was a slave back then, I would be like,
Lord, where are you? Here are you. Girl, God, thank you, Lord. I just got to give you praise right now because you knew not to drop me in that century.
In that era.
Don't drop me there, yeah. Lord. Don't drop me anywhere but where you dropped me.
Yeah, I'm happy I was dropped around 88.
Yeah, exactly. It's dropped in 88.
Thank you for dropping me in 88.
Any other eight.
Thank you.
Any other eight and it would have been done.
Yeah,
I would have been
eight. Thank you for dropping me in 88.
Oh, God.
Because, baby.
78 would have even been rough.
Yeah.
You know, the crack era.
Just 88 me. 88 me and on. 88 and on.
Because crack was floating around in the 80s.
Right.
Imagine being like 10,
13. And I don't
want
to be one of them people on a snowfall.
Wait.
In the experimental days.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, imagine being like 68. Like, my mom was born in 66. You know, crack was around.
Yes.
Motherfuckers was selling it or doing it.
But it really
I would have had to be on the other side
of it. It really popped
thing.
In the 80s, though.
Yeah.
That's when it really.
That's what I'm saying. And the way we be testing stuff, the thing is, let me say, this is a sidebar. This is a sidebar. But you really don't know. When that shit hit the market, all people were like, it's fucking dope. This
that's
is like
that's what
a
I'm saying.
Function. We partying. We got the crack with us.
Yeah.
Imagine taking a hit of that. The way we be doing what we doing.
I know, but that's why I'm happy I was in 88 because the stuff that we're taking a hit of is nowhere near close
to
crack.
No, I know, but imagine
but
when
I
crack
know.
First
I,
hit
I
the
hear
scene,
what you're saying.
And people didn't know that it wasn't crack. That it wasn't hitting the way crack we know.
So you're thinking that when people first hit crack, they didn't know it was going to have that effect on
them. Hell no, they didn't. You think you're going to hit something that you know is highly addictive? No.
Well, I mean, some people like to be.
No, it was the new thing on the scene. Partying. Imagine coke had already hit out. People were telling them this is better than
and
coke.
It's a cheaper alternative.
Cheaper alternative. We hitting the scene. We getting high. And nigga, it's all she wrote. You lose your ass, your titties, and your teeth. You know crack. Crack will take you down. It'll take everything you have.
And it has. Yeah.
Anyway.
It'll have you in a chokehold, stronghold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah. Our people still suffering.
Still.
Mm-hmm. So sorry, sidebar, but whatever. It's our check-in.
Talk about whatever we want to talk about. So there are some areas that post-traumatic growth can be assessed in. And so one of them is the appreciation of life.
Kiss of life. Sade.
Oh, come the appreciation on. Of life. So sometimes it takes a setback for us to have gratitude for what we have.
Mm-hmm.
And I always try to stay away from that. Like, I don't want to have a setback to appreciate, but it can be something minor. Like, when you're sick, you're down and out. Maybe you had COVID. You know, Jeremiah came out with that song. You know, he had COVID. And mm-hmm. he was like, they didn't know if he was going to make it.
Yeah,
he was on breathing machines. He was really down. And, like, he came out with that song saying he has this new appreciation for life now because
he was so close
he was
to
at
the,
heaven's gate.
Yeah, knocking. Luckily, God wasn't home that day.
He was at heaven's gates. And so that I definitely think he experienced some post-traumatic growth. Mm-hmm. And that happens with a lot of people. They even said that after 9/11, people have reported greater gratitude, hope, kindness, leadership, love, spirituality, teamwork. It's like a shift occurs in you and your personality.
Yeah.
Like
I
changes.
Think that happened also. Well, you mentioned COVID, but specifically at the height of the like BLM movement last year with George Floyd and Breonna Taylor,
mm-hmm.
there was this real this shift in consciousness because collectively we were all experiencing trauma, you mm-hmm. know, watching our people die on, or really not just die, be murdered in such a just heinous way by officers and shit like that,
yeah.
that we really kind of rallied together and started to share more of our experiences together. Started to be more kind to one another, started to rally for the same cause. We're in the streets. I mean, in the middle of the fucking pandemic, people were out there giving water, snacks, like
right.
looking out for one
yeah,
another.
Yeah, there was definitely a shift in humanity.
Yeah. So,
for sure.
You know, I think that's one of those experiences there.
And we were appreciating life more too with the lockdown.
Yeah.
Just appreciating like a greater appreciation for family because that's the only people that we were gathering with at the time mm-hmm. and spending more time with your family in the homes, and people are like, you know, family is all we got. Like literally when you can't do shit,
yeah,
you barely can get your groceries.
Yeah, it was tough.
Here we are.
Yeah. So nextly, another way to assess post-traumatic growth is in our relationships with others. So certain traumas, such as community tragedy or personal illness, can sometimes bring out the best in those around us. We're often inclined to surround the ones suffering with support and encouragement, which can manifest into a sense of strength and social ties and the knowledge that these are people we can rely on for support in times of need. So again, going back to COVID, we seen people like Brittany and I, we're already close, but that was some real uncertain times. We were getting each other's groceries. People were like, let me know if you need to grab me to grab something from Target. Even like a family member coming down with COVID and recovering or a stroke. You know, I see people, okay, this is an example. There's a like patients, right, who are been homeless, chronically homeless. They have a illness or something that happens to them, like a massive stroke, and then their family kind of will rally together and be people who are estranged for years will end up popping up. Like, I'm checking on my brother. I'm checking on my loved one. I think that he's there in the hospital coming to visit and just really being by their side at that point.
Yeah.
So, you know, we really see that happening when some shit really hits the fan.
Yeah. Like when someone loses someone.
Yeah.
People cook food, bring them my food. Repass. They're checking up on them more frequently. Like, are you okay?
Yeah.
And that makes people just feel a sense of unity and support that they didn't know that they have, because when there's no tragedy or trauma, we're not typically doing shit that like that. We're just worried about ourselves and just doing life like we do life. So, yes. Another way that post-traumatic growth can be assessed is with new possibilities in life. So when you've experienced just how fragile life is, it makes you reevaluate your priorities and how you allocate your time. It's like you realize that time I ain't got all the time in the world.
Yeah.
And we see this happen a lot with people who get like terminal illness diagnosis, or maybe if it's not even terminal, just a cancer diagnosis and there's a possibility for healing. But you're like, you know what? I don't have time. I don't have all this time. I need to accomplish my goals. I've seen people going through chemo, enrolling in culinary school.
Yeah.
Just doing things that they were putting on the back burner because it's like, wow.
Thinking they have all this time and they don't. Every day needs to be cherished.
Yes. So it drives you to accomplish goals that may have been delayed. You also can gain a better understanding of your family and friends who may have also experienced trauma, because of course, once you experience something, you see things through a new lens. And one example of this is like, once you've experienced trauma and you're working through it, you realize that like even your parents, like let's use a parent example. Like once you realize that your parents may have been struggling while raising you.
Yeah.
But fighting their own demons or going through their own hard times and hardships, you may have more sympathy or empathy for them because it's like, you had trauma too.
Yeah.
So I don't have to be so hard on you. It doesn't negate the trauma that I experienced, maybe even at the hands of you as my parent. But I get it now because
I'm in the same position. Exactly. Or I can see it now at this big age. I always think about that, like, how old my mom was raising me and my sister and I.
Child.
I'm like,
I don't know how she did it.
Girl, did you see that meme? It was like, my parents at 26, let's have a baby. It was like, me at 30, look at all this shit I can air fry.
I'm like, how did you feel? And the fact that my mom had hella kids, I'm like, queen,
what were you doing?
What the fuck were you doing?
Yeah, it's so funny.
It's
so
too funny. Much.
Another area we can assess our post-traumatic growth is in our personal strength, right? We realize that we are more equipped to handle the tough times and the low blows that life ends up throwing. You know, we have more wisdom and maturity than we think. And I think it just shows us, again, like goes back to tenacity, that we're more tenacious and resilient than we even believe. You know, sometimes we think we're so weak or like, I couldn't handle that if it happens to me. But remember, Lord God will only put on you what you can bear.
Man.
He will not put more on you than you can handle. And when you go through these tough times, you're like, wow, a bitch is really strong out here. My shoulders. We don't want it all on our backs.
No.
But when it got to be there and then you come out on top victorious.
I'm always taken aback by the strength of people who lose somebody, like a child or a significant other. And, like, you know, if you see them on social media, just living and telling their story and mm-hmm. continuing on, like Lauren London even some other people that I randomly find on social media and I become invested in their damn stories. I'm like, how? Because I just imagine me being so broken.
But it speaks to this. Yeah. It speaks to the post-traumatic growth, that you find the strength, you find the tenacity, you find the resiliency.
You might even find purpose.
You find purpose.
People start these initiatives. Yeah. Like, that's how MAD started, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. People come up with these foundations and nonprofits, help other parents that are going through loss.
And that's how, like, just speaking about purpose during COVID, there was so many ventures sparked up through the need of community outreach and very people true. Coming together. The like cleanup South Central. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many things that keep it run hunted. Like, you know, you just find purpose in the midst of a tough time, or realizing like, hey, other people might need this too.
For sure.
These traumatic experiences.
And lastly, a way that PTG is assessed is
through PTG. What?
Nigga D. Lastly, a spiritual change. So like we were mentioning earlier, through this trauma, a lot of the times we're questioning our spirituality. God, why'd you let this happen?
Why me?
It's common to ask this question after trauma, and it leads us to either readjust our spiritual beliefs mm-hmm. in order to handle the trauma mm-hmm. or revise them all together. Like, maybe you didn't have any connection to spirituality at all before mm-hmm. a tragedy hit, and now you feel like you need to lean on.
Lean in and lean on.
Yeah, you need to lean on, because that's the only way you can get through. So now all of a sudden you're very spiritual. That happens a lot to people after trauma, or sometimes you just completely cut the shit off. Like, I'm no longer a believer.
Atheist, agnostic.
Yeah, I'm no longer a believer because this went against everything that I thought I believed. So there are definitely some spiritual shifts and changes either way.
I know that someone that happened to, they lost their kid to some rare cancer.
Oh, man.
When she was young. I think she was diagnosed at like 4.
I hate kids with cancer.
And died at 6 or 7, or diagnosed at 5 and died like 2 years later. And the father was like, yeah, I'm not religious anymore because I just don't know how there could be a God.
Yeah.
And that happened to my daughter. So now he's agnostic, pardon me. No, I think he's just atheist. He doesn't believe in anything. Yeah. So
I can see that.
I mean, it happens. It happens. It really does. But I think to just round it all out, that when we're looking at our challenges and our traumas through the, especially the things that we overcome through the lens of post-traumatic growth, it teaches us again that we're stronger than we think we are, that we can handle tough times and difficulties, and more importantly, that it's really okay to change our priorities and our beliefs and the way that we perceive what's important in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have the ability to shift and move and just kind of make life the best that we can. And we're encouraging you all, especially coming off the back of the pandemic.
Yeah.
We're coming off the back of the pandemic. Outside is open.
Open.
You know, we've all experienced some sort of loss, whether it was loss of time.
Loss of a job, loss of opportunity.
Loss of fucking loved ones. People were dying during the pandemic, but we're encouraging you and hoping that you're inspired to, I guess, do an inventory, take inventory of what ways you have experienced a shift and how you can look at your trauma as a way to elevate and evolve and move forward, because we don't have to be bound to our struggle.
Right.
We don't have to be bound to our fucking survival skills. We can really thrive mm-hmm. and shift the narrative to work for us,
regardless of what adversity we may face. And that is empowering.
That's empowering.
I love knowing that I have a tool in the toolkit, even if you don't know, you know, it's always different when you're actually going through it.
Mm-hmm.
But the tools are here.
The tools are here.
They exist.
And we just are here to remind you of them.
Period.
So we hope you feel encouraged. We hope that you share this with, well, don't share it because y'all paying for it. Don't share it. Share the tea. Take it back to your homegirls in your own words.
Yeah.
And let us know if there's anything, our besties, that you all want us to specifically speak about. We have some stuff coming up for y'all.
For sure.
But if you are like, I really want to hear y'all's take on this topic, please don't hesitate to message us or put it in the comments. And we will do some research and come back here and give our Black Girl Bravado take.
Purr.
Yeah, so we'll see y'all next month. We're going to do the same thing.
We really will.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.